What a run by your team. My gosh, winning that baby last year, you're back. I'm sure this group, not sure how many you had back from last year's team, maybe you had a large group, but I'm sure, hey, if we don't get back to a Class B state tournament, it probably would have disappointed a lot of those girls, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, easily it would have.
And you've had a tremendous season from start to finish, Coach. And you know, no question, with the returnees back, you had kind of expected this along the lines, didn't you?
We did. You know, we started off a little slow. We are a young ball club. You know, we're averaging probably sophomore starting. But once we got them back in, started going, we stopped making those young player mistakes. And I tell you what, the last few weeks, you know, we have just been playing some lights out softball.
Yeah, I think most of your the losses came before you even started September, but after you got into September schedule and everything, I think what, you lose one, I think, the Gothenburg, and boy, you just rolled after that.
Yeah, we did. You know, that Gothenburg game, we just came out flat, had some mistakes early, and then just couldn't pick it up fast enough. But otherwise, yeah, you know. If we didn't have that loss, I think we'd be on like a 16-game winning streak or something like that. But otherwise, yeah, we've been playing some great ball.
That Central 10 conference term, I'm sure, is always a goal to win that. And you got, you know, got the likes of Seward and some other good teams in that, but you kind of rolled through that one as well, didn't you?
I tell you what, the thing that really started that was going into that Creek tournament and coming in and playing, you know, three teams that were in the top, I think, nine. And then, you know, we just come out and played everyone tough and, you know, ran through that and then carried through and went right into the conference tournament. And, yeah, we didn't look back. Just went out at everybody and, you know, we were hitting the ball well and defense played well. And, it, you know, especially against Seward, you know, they came out, got up on us for a little while, and then we kind of took over after that.
Coach, can you kind of throw some names out? Start with your pitching. I take it you've got some solid, solid pitchers this year.
I tell you what, Kylie Casperson, you know, comes out and throws very well. She's a senior for us, and right now is throwing very well. I love the way she's throwing, and so she'll get start for us. And then Libby Lohman, I tell you what, is come in, thrown games when we needed her to, and just been very good for us. And then, you know, hitting-wise, I can go up and down our roster, and everybody right now is just hitting the ball very well. But, you know, Reese Opel, I hate even pitching to her in the batting cage just because that ball comes off that bat so hard that it's kind of scary when you're behind it. But she's probably leading our hitting right now, but otherwise up and down the roster for the lineup for hitting, we're just hitting well.
A lot of team speed for this bunch this year again?
Not as much as last year. You know, we had the Class A state championship, state championship team last year as far as the track was going. So we had girls that could run all over. But, yes, we do have some speed and we can run.
And what a run you've had for the last, what, 3 or 4 years. Seems like just girls learn from the older kids and just have gone through the years. They just learn from each other and they get back to a state tournament, don't they?
They do. I tell you what, tradition right now is huge in a lot of programs. You know, my first year as head coach, you know, we go down there and play well. You know, we're an underdog going into that state tournament. But I told them, you buy into our philosophies and we'll be there. And then that next year, we took them to as far as we've ever been at Northwest, and that was at third place. And then we decided to skip second and win it last year. And I tell you what, the tradition, the philosophies are there, and the girls are buying in, and just it's just been a great thing.
And you mentioned this is a young group, so they've got still a lot of growing to do, but good experience once again this year, and you'll be solid as ever once again next year again, won't you?
Oh, we will. I tell you what, my seniors right now have done a very good job of leading this team with Kylie and Cam and Maya. I tell you what, they've done a great job of leading this program and showing them what tradition does for you and how a program can just keep thriving year after year.
Did you expect McCook in the district final, or did you have another team that you would figuring out the points and everything that you might face?
Actually, I tell you what, after our sub-district final, we always get together as coaches, and we'll take the points and figure them out to write down who we're going to play. And we actually knew that night that we were playing McCook, so we knew who was coming in, and we were getting ready for him.
And a different opponent. Gosh, I'm trying to think the last time the Vikings and the Bison faced each other. I'm not for sure when.
I can tell you right now, in my 4 years, we've never played them. And, you know, I was an assistant coach for a few years there, and I know we didn't play them there. So I honestly can't tell you the last time that we've actually played McCook.
Well, the golden opportunity for one of the teams is going to be on your home field, and I bet you I've never been to Vets Park, but I take it you're going to have a heck of a crowd there on Saturday.
I tell you what, every year for district finals, the tailgating, the everything, it's a great atmosphere. We pack the place, and there's great support for us here in Grand Island, and I tell you what, I can't thank our fans enough because they're dedicated, and they'll come out and make sure we're winning.
Did you think about playing on Friday? I'm glad you went Saturday. It really helps us radio guys with a busy night of football. But was there any talk about me playing on Friday?
No. When my AD called me and we looked at the weather and it was going to be 50 degrees and 40 mile an hour winds, it's like, man, we're going to be playing in 35 mile an hour with wind chills and stuff. It's like, this is a no-brainer. Go Saturday when it's 60 and 5 to 10 mile an hour winds, you know. I don't know. Some districts are going, but I think they're kind of crazy for playing in that wind.